Well, how important is it to be healthy spiritually and physically? David Mathis has been a pastor, he's an author, and he works for Desiring God. His book is called A Little Theology of Exercise. Good morning, David, and thanks for being here.
Hey, Todd, thank you for having me to talk about this important subject.
Well, I think it's important. I mean, everything today, it seems, is designed to get us to sit down and click on a keyboard and not move. First of all, tell us why you think it's so important to stress physical fitness and spiritual fitness.
Well, as you were saying, we live in a certain era, a certain time. Like, we have planes, trains, and automobiles. We have screens galore. We have screens we carry around in our pocket. And so our culture is conditioning us for a very sedentary life. And because of that, our times are on different footing, literally different footing than the Bible times, where the Apostle Paul traveled the roads of the Roman Empire and Jesus walked around Galilee teaching and walked down to Jerusalem, around Samaria. You know, we've heard the stories and we've heard pastors talk about how often they're on their feet and they're walking. Right. So part of my project is helping Christians realize this unusual time that we're in and getting us to restore normal levels of human activity that would just help our brains function in the optimal way, that we might see God with clarity, that we might have the mental and emotional energy and the emotional resources to be able to see God, perceive Him, appreciate Jesus, love the gospel, praise Him in worship, that we might be normal humans in a very abnormal era. And then there also is some theology there for particular training of the body beyond just normal activity levels. But those are two things at work here in the project: understanding where we are in the history of the world and what normal human levels of physical activity are, and then thinking through a Christian way, not just a human way, right, but a Christian way that we'd pursue optimal health of soul and the body serving the soul in the times in which we live.
We're speaking with David Mathis, the author of A Little Theology of Exercise, Enjoying Christ in Body and Soul. Has somebody ever said to you, David, hey, show me in the Bible where I have to exercise?
If they were to say that, it's a very easy answer for me. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
It's not a sin if you're not exercising.
Right.
I do think we're very much into a wisdom issue here of, it. I mean, for guys who are working construction, or, you know, somebody who's out walking all day reading meters, like there are still active, right, normal human jobs in the world.
Yeah.
Those folks don't need to supplement their vocational life with this weird extra modern thing called exercise. I mean, exercise really is an invention of the last 150 years. But many of us are, quote unquote, knowledge workers. And we sit at screens and we spend all day pecking at keys and we usually our job is sitting. So, but I mean, for me as a pastor, writing sermons is usually a pretty sedentary activity. And often we gather in counseling meetings or sitting in chairs. And so pastoral work nowadays is typically pretty sedentary, unless you buck the trend and say, hey, we're going to do a walking meeting. Let's walk while we talk, which is a good idea. Walking really counts. And so an important part of this is getting your body, getting the human body to just normal human levels of activity that your brain might function optimally and normally, that you might have the clarity of thought, that you may have the responsiveness of heart that would be helpful in perceiving God, His Word, prayer, the life of the local church, that we would not be encumbered as Christians by the entrapments of modern life, but that we would seek to steward these bodies in such a way as to maximally glorify God and enjoy Him in our lives.
David, where can people catch up with you and Desiring God, and just to see, check in on your journey and find out some more about the book?
I love the ministry of Desiring God. I've been with Desiring God now for more than 20 years, desiringgod.org. We got resources daily. You got some different podcast options. You can just check us out at our homepage. And I'm one of our six teachers, and that'll be easy enough to find me and the others at desiringgod.org.
Perfect. The book is called A Little Theology of Exercise, Enjoying Christ in Body and Soul by author David Mathis, who's been our guest. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.